sees the state media that is found guilty of perpetrating hate language and dividing the people of Zimbabwe. So if Minister Shamil is serious that he wants to close any one of the newspapers that have been licensed in Zimbabwe, the first newspapers that he has to close so as to correct the editorial policy are the Zim papers. The allegation that the foreign media or independent media is trying to cause regime change and influence the outcome of the next election is unfortunate. The agenda of regime change is the ZANU-PF agenda. It is now known through the cables and the WikiLeaks that the ZANU-PF cadres who purport to support President Mugabe during the day are the same people who have been whining and dining with the Americans at night. It is unfortunate that a hypocritical statement is made by the minister when the whole of Zimbabwe is clamoring for the issuance of electronic media houses. ZANU-PF through Minister Charmaine Djoyaramba are trying to stifle independent opinion.
But what is happening in this ministry? You are the deputy minister. So, do you talk to him about these concerns?
I have tried to knock sense in the head of Minister Shamu, and that has failed. And I referred the matter to the principals, and they failed to deal with that matter. And that matter is with our chief mediator, President Zuma. It is the thickness of thought that has actually caused all this.